We are about to start Simin Ayin Vav in Hilchos Kriya Shema, and we'll be doing the first three Se'ifim. We just finished the sugya of Lo Yira B'Chai Ervas Dover with regard to Kriya Shema, and let's quickly recap what we did so far. In the halacha of Lo Yira B'Chai Ervas Dover, we learn that one cannot say Shema, Davin, say a Pasik, say the Shem Hashem, when he sees Erva. He is allowed to think in learning, but Dibur is Aser when he can see Erva. See Erva, whether it's his own, whether it's somebody else's. Erva is defined either as the Erva itself, or in the case of a woman in front of a man cannot be saying Shema in front of a woman where there is a tefach of her that is normally covered, that is now uncovered. Normally covered means in the street. This halacha applies even if it's one's own wife. It means one is not allowed to say Shema or say a pasik in front of a tefach that is uncovered in his own wife. Now, if it is from the shok, the knee and above, the Mishtabur brought down that even less than a tefach would have a shame erva. With regard to another woman, the halacha is that anything that is normally covered, even less than a tefach, would have a shame erva, and one could not say Shema. The same halacha applies to hair. So if you're dealing with a married woman, where she's required to cover her hair, the Mishnah Berurah holds that one, even her own husband in her own house, could not say Shema in front of that. Whereas the amount of hair that is normally shown in the street, in the community, that would not have a shame erva. With regard to any other part of the body, the halacha is that the zroa, her arm above the elbow, or her knee and above, that would have to be covered. Anything else depends on communal norms. These are objective halachas, and they're not dependent on what goes on in the particular community. That's with regard to the halacha of one actually seeing erva. Aside from that, we had the derabanan of libo roes erva, which is that if one's lave is exposed to the erva of somebody else or himself, the halacha is that he couldn't say Shema or say a pasik there either. The halacha is that he would have to put something on that would separate between the two. So for example, if a person is just wearing a robe without a belt, since the heart and the erva are considered under that same covering, and the robe is not tight against one's skin, he would have to put a belt on, or he would have to press with his arm so that the robe would be against his skin. In water, the halacha was that if the erva is in the water and the person is above the water, so if his lave is above the water, that would be permissible. If his lave and the erva are both in the water, he could not just cover himself with his hand or arm, but he could use his arm as a separation between top and bottom, as his arm would serve as a belt between top and bottom. Aside from the halachas of libo roes erva, we also have the halacha that one is not allowed to say Shema or Psukim with his own erva magula, where he is uncovered. Covering of water is good enough so long as he's not looking into the water. But if it's uncovered, it would be aser. The halacha is that it is even so if he puts his head outside the window. Unless he's dealing with, say, a canopy that is lower than 10 tefachim, where that is considered a covering, it would be considered a beged or a keli and would not be considered a building. We also saw that if one is touching erva with any part of the body, whether it's his own or anyone else's, he could not say Shema there. We also saw the halachis of if two people are sharing a bed and they're uncovered, if they're facing each other, the halacha would be that they're not supposed to say Shema or Psukim. If they're not facing each other and not touching, the halacha there is that it is permissible. If they are touching, even if it's not erva, but if it's from the waist down, the halacha was that that was aser. So that essentially was the entire subject of Lo Yira B'Chai Ervas Dover Midoraisa and Midorabanan. Midoraisa it is erva, Midorabanan, they extended it to anything else that can cause for hearer. Ayin Vav now begins the halachas of Hayom Achanecha Kadosh, where the pasuk was Mechayev one out in battle to make sure to take along a shovel to cover up after himself, because the battlefield is supposed to be kept clean. And that includes keeping the battlefield bathroom covered, that it too should be kept clean. From there, we learn in V'hayom Machanecha Kadosh that your machane, your proximity for a dover shebekedusha, must be free of tzoa. It should not be something that we would consider a bathroom. The pasuk says v'chisiso es tzeosecha, that what you have to do in battle is cover up after yourself. From there we learn out that the iser there is the fact that it is uncovered. Whereas if it is covered, then there is no iser. The v'hayom machanecha kadosh, that for a davar kadosh, your machane has to be clean, that only refers to if there is any filth there, that the filth be covered. But if it's covered, that's good enough. Unlike erver, where it said lo yirabacha. Therefore, the machaber begins, Simin Ayin Vav Sif Aleph, Tsoa Ba'ashoshis. If you're dealing with Tsoa, but it is covered with something that is transparent, Mutar Likros Kenegda. You're allowed to say Shema in front of it, Afal Pi Sharosa Derech Tafnoseho, Mishun De Bekisui Tala Rachmana. Dichsiv V'chisisa Seosecho V'im Miskasya. The halachi is that since the pasuk only says covered, therefore this is considered covered. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out, we're later going to learn that if there's a foul odor, if you can actually smell it, then the covering is not going to help. This is a halacha that will come up later. But with regard to the iser of seeing it, that doesn't exist. Siv beis tsoa baguma. What happens if there's a small pit in the ground and there's tsoa inside it? So, for example, a makeshift bathroom where they dug a hole in the ground, and that's where people relieve themselves. And now a person is standing there and wants to say Shema. So, Meniach Sandalo Aleha Vekore. A person is allowed to cover it with his shoe and say Shema. The Chashiva Kimachusa. His shoe is covering it, therefore it is covered. And Kevan She'en Reach Ra Magia Lo Mutter. Since he doesn't smell anything, it is Mutter. Vahu shelo ye sandalo nogea ba. The halachi is that his shoe is not allowed to touch the tzoa itself, because that's considered as if he is touching the tzoa. So the Mishnah Berurah says, what happens if there's tzoa all the way to the top of the guma? He can put his shoe over it, but he should then take off his shoe. If he's not wearing it, the fact that that's touching the tzoa would not make it usher for him. But so long as he's wearing it, it would serve as a cover over this pit, but only if it is not touching the tzoa. Now, what if he's not wearing a shoe? If the tzoa is down at the bottom of the pit, can he simply put his foot over that as a cover? The halach is that one's own foot would not work as a cover. The chiddush of the shoe is that even though you're covering your foot with that, that is considered a cover for the pit itself. Siv Gimel. Heviru tzoa lefanov. Aser likros krishma kenegda. If tzoa was passed in front of him, he could not say Shema in front of that. Upi chazir, and the mouth of a chazir, kitzoa overes dami. It is considered like tzoa that is moving by. Afilu ola min hanohar, einar achitza mo elislo. We say that the mouth of a chazir is always filthy, and washing it is not going to help. The havik graf sharei, we consider it like a bedpan. It is something that is meyuchad for dirt. So the halachi is that as far as tzoa goes, if it is uncovered, so the halacha normally is that if it is uncovered in front of you, so long as you can see it, as far away as it is, the halacha is that you cannot say Shema. Once it's covered, that's not a problem. But if it's uncovered, so long as you can possibly see it, the halacha is you couldn't say Shema. If it's behind you, so the halacha is that you need four amis from where the smell stops, and then you could say Shema. So if you have tzoa in front of you, if you're in view of it, the halach is it's aser. If it's behind you, as long as it's four amos away from where the smell stopped, that is mutter. Now the machaber is talking about a case that is called tzoa overis, which means that it is moving. Someone is carrying it. Say someone is carrying a bedpan out. So in tzoa overis, there's actually a machlokus. The Beis Yosef says that it has the same halach as tzoa that is standing still. The Bach says that as long as it's outside your four amis and four amis from where it smells, then the fact that you can see it is irrelevant. Meaning it's only when it is kavua, when it's sitting in one place, where seeing it makes it usser. But if it's moving in movement, it would not be a problem. The Mishnah Berurah paskins lechatchila, like the Beis Yosef, that it can malo enough so long as you can see it, even though it's in movement. The halach is you should not say Shema or Psukim in front of it. Not only that, but b'di'eved, you should say Shema over again, but you would not repeat the brachas.